I guess every little helps towards the Scottish Government's climate change targets.
Well, absolutely. I think this is an innovative scheme. It's the sort of thing we anticipate from the taxi trade in the city of Edinburgh and throughout Scotland. They're rising to the challenge. Clearly, taking a taxi does have a carbon footprint. It does have emissions that come out. But we do have to take taxis. They're a necessary part of city and life everywhere in Scotland. And therefore, this opportunity to offset it, to see some good action take place elsewhere, is all part of playing our part to meet the challenges of global warming. There's not a simple way. We do have to change how we do things. But equally, as I say, this is the taxi trade playing their part.
Do you take many taxis yourself in your line of work?
Well, I do take a good few taxis about, so I think this, as I say, is an innovative way that helps to offset the necessity. I and others do have to take taxis. Not every journey can be made on foot. And equally, as I say, what we have to recognise is that it does have a consequence. It does have emissions that are given out, and this helps, as I say, to offset it.
Carbon offsetting's proven a bit controversial for people in your constituency with the biomass plant application. What do you say to the people who doubt carbon offsetting?
Well, as I say, the biomass plant application is one that I'm totally opposed to, as indeed are the SNP group in the council, so I've made my views clear on that. I'm a sceptic about certainly the site and indeed other aspects of it. But as I say, this is a different matter entirely. This is recognition that taxi journeys are necessary, they are important. Many people have to take taxis because of their health or welfare or whatever, and therefore when you do make that journey, can you do something to make the world a better place? And as I say, I think the taxi trade are to be congratulated for that here. As I say, I think that they've shown initiative here, and it's something that we should welcome. You know, every little bit helps, and as I say, there are things that have to be done on a national scale, some things have to be done on an international scale, and equally this is just something that's been done on a basic journey of a taxi to help offset the difficulties that go with the emission of the vehicle. But if the journey has to be made, then how can we help to make the world a better place?